foster parents are urgently needed to provide loving homes for children. Remy Vista Foster Family Agency provides professional social workers, monthly training, and financial support in a Christian-based atmosphere. Open your heart and your home to a child that needs you. Contact Remy Vista Foster Family Agency here in Chico at 893-4784. That's 893-4784. And make a difference in a child's life today.
Kathy Sewinvac is Chico's Sewing Machine and Vacuum Authority, specializing in parts, sales, and service. Family owned and operated for over 35 years, Kathy Sewinvac has a huge inventory and knowledgeable staff to take care of all of your sewing and vacuum needs. Stop by Kathy Sewinvac today on Cohasset Road across from Kmart. That's Kathy Sewinvac, Chico's Sewing Machine and Vacuum Authority.
Hey, this is Steve Twist, owner of Avalon Portrait Gallery, here to tell you that portraits aren't about cost. With a family portrait, you only feel the cost once, when you buy. But you'll have that portrait forever, and you and your family will derive enjoyment from it for many years to come. I have a friend who says that the most expensive portrait is one you don't absolutely love, because no matter what you paid too much. So look for quality when you're looking for a photographer. That's what I tell people here at Avalon Portrait Gallery.
This is Jerry O'Lennon. For me and my family, we trust in the quality of Avalon Portrait Gallery. Ask for the Friends of Jerry discount for 10% off your next regular price purchase.
And Andy's Bullseye Repair.
Specializing in auto glass repair from bullseyes to full glass replacement. All insurance and major credit cards accepted. Call for a free estimate at 877-7387. 877-7387.
Hi there, Steve Michaels here, inviting you to join me weekday afternoons from 3 until 6 o'clock for the fun and frivolity and 100 years of top 40 hits. Right now on KKXX, it's Jerry O'Lennon on Live Local Talk.
Welcome to the big show.
He could go all the way
to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Is there a heaven? Oh, yeah. It's the place dreams come true.
On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
Oh, hello, everybody. Thanks for tuning into the show. It's January 22nd, 2013. It is the 40th anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision, Supreme Court landmark decision that made abortion legal here in the United States. I think that it's not going to get much attention. I mean, this is a big anniversary, the 40th. But I don't think it's going to get a lot of attention. And I think it's because the media doesn't like the trend that it's going. Gallup poll made, I guess this was in May 23rd, 2012. The number of Americans who, it's a very simple question that Gallup asks. They consider themselves either pro-choice or pro-life. That's it. 50% say pro-life, 41% say pro-choice. Now back just in 1995, nearly 20 years ago, the numbers were inverted. Pro-choice, 56%. Pro-life, 33%. Wow, have things changed. There are now more people who consider themselves pro-life than pro-choice. And we're going to talk a little bit about this today. If you have an opinion on this, you're welcome to give us a call, 894-7325. We're talking about abortion, and I have, as on my show today, Pastor Donald Jordan of the Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church here in Chico. And good Tuesday to you, Pastor.
Good morning, Jerry, and thank you for having me.
Okay, your first thoughts. I don't know whether I certainly know scripturally what we believe here based on biblical scripture, and it's pretty clear, isn't it? And for those who don't know, I don't know if you can cite verses or anything. I know that there are many times where God talks about He was with us in the womb and in the secret place, I know. So maybe you could just verify that. We could also extend the discussion to talk about things necessarily why people are changing their minds, maybe not because of biblical reasons, but because of humanitarian reasons.
Well, of course, as Christians, we want to confess what God says in His Word. That's always foundational. Uh-huh. And we go to the fifth commandment, you shall not murder. And the meaning of that is very simply, we should fear and love God so that we do not hurt or harm our neighbor in his body, but help and support him in every physical need. So today I come to you on behalf of what I would term our smallest neighbor, our littlest neighbor, all those little babies in the womb. And the question is, who is speaking for them? Now, clearly, the law does not speak for them. Unfortunately, that was overturned 40 years ago. They were taken away their constitutional protection, their pursuit of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So as Christians today, we come and we need to review what Scripture says clearly. As you said, Psalm 139, God formed us in the inmost parts. Jeremiah chapter 1, before you were born in the womb, I knew you. In the New Testament, when Mary received the Annunciation from the angel Gabriel, she rejoiced that a child was in her womb. She didn't quite understand that. Mm-hmm. Even John the Baptist leaped for joy within the womb of Elizabeth. And the Greek word there is actually a word that's also used for a small infant. The Bible does not distinguish between a baby in the womb and a baby that is born. Mm-hmm. And I think even today, we look at our laws, and even court cases have ruled that if you were, for example, to kill a baby in the womb, not through abortion now, but mm-hmm. through an assault or something of that nature, you can actually be charged for murder. Mm-hmm. And yet, if a lady or a young girl goes and has an abortion, it's perfectly legal. So there's somewhat of a disconnect there,
too. But then again, I think the other side would say there's a difference because the mother chose to want to have the baby and had it taken away from her by an assailant as opposed to doing it herself. So that's where the pro-choice, I just want to make sure I play the other side so people understand both sides.
Right, and that's where that phrase pro-choice comes from. It's up to you to choose life or death. And as Christians, we're saying, no, it is God who chooses life. He always chooses life. And the only time abortion would be permissible is in the case of where you would need to save the mother's life. Those cases are very rare, of course, but they do exist. So we're not totally, absolutely against abortion. There could be a case where mother's life's in danger, and we say, okay, this is a tragic, horrible option now, and you may have to take the baby's life. But that's very rare.
And I know that pro-choice people like to present the statistic, and that works perfectly what you just said. It asked, on Gallup, it asked, the percentage that say it should be legal under certain circumstances, and it's 52%, and then legal illegal in all circumstances, 20%. See, because I would fall under those where I'd say legal under certain circumstances, only that one in which you're talking about. But what pro-choice people do is they put the legal under certain circumstances and legal under any circumstances and combine them, and they say, well, 77% of the American people say that it should be legal under certain circumstances. And that's really deceptive because I would be somebody and you would be somebody who would fall under that 77% umbrella because we would say the only certain circumstances is extremely rare. And I think that sometimes, I mean, I don't think there's real honesty in the debate with the statistics. And we've heard about that. Statistics tell lies. And this is one of those.
That's right. This is basically an argument for convenience, that it's inconvenient to be bearing a baby. It's inconvenient to be pregnant. We know that in certain countries, like China, for example, they actually have gender selective abortions.
Right.
You can choose. Because you know now with the ultrasound, which is another topic, of course,
and
too.
We could do that here in the United States.
We can
there's
do not, that
there's
here
nothing
too.
I mean, there's nothing to prevent a couple from saying, you know what, we wanted to have a girl and we're having a boy, so let's just have a do-over.
Those options are all out there. Confessing as a Lutheran Church Missouri Synod pastor and member of that confessional Lutheran church body, one of the things that's mentioned in our catechism is this mention of the living but unborn are persons in the sight of God, and the only option is to prevent the death of another person, the mother. So we do have that option, but again, it's so rare,
right,
it's not even worth taking a lot of time to talk about.
We're talking to Pastor Donald Jordan of the Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church. We're talking about abortion. Today is the 40th anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision. We'll continue our chat after this.
Jerry O'Lennon here for ABC Books. If you're looking to save money and get quality new and used books, try ABC Books in Chico. They're at the corner of East and Cohasset near Walgreens. Stop in, say hi to their friendly staff. They can show you how you can save 50 to 90% off new and used books. You never know what hidden gems you may find there. Call ABC Books today at 893-4342. 893-4342. ABC Books, where saving money is as easy as ABC. As parents, we know there are many options for the education of our children.
Champion Christian School has been in our community since 1991. Because of their caring staff and challenging curriculum, their students have gone on to top colleges and universities, including Baylor, UC Davis, USC, and West Point. Champion Christian School is fully accredited, offering quality academic and athletic programs for grades 7 through 12. Visit them online at ychampion.org or call 345-8008 and make an appointment to visit their fine campus. Champion Christian School, educating champions for Christ.
Stop by AMF Orchard Lanes here in Chico. Their beautiful 38-lane facility is equipped with a game room, pro shop, snack bar, and private meeting rooms. AMF Orchard Lanes is a great spot for kid and adult birthday parties, group corporate and church events, league bowling, and more. Call today for more details, lane availability, and pricing information at 895-3257. AMF Orchard Lanes, conveniently located on Esplanade, behind Lube Express.
Hi, this is your friend Steve Michaels inviting you to join me for a journey through the 20th century on the Afternoon Harvest, weekday afternoons from 3 until 6 p.m. on 104.5 FM and 930 AM, KKXX, Life Radio.
This is Live Local Talk.
Okay, it's Roe v. Wade, 40th anniversary of the Supreme Court decision. I'm going to tell you right now, if you watch coverage of it on the news, whether it's CNN, even Fox, I would think, and certainly MSNBC or any of the three major networks, you're not going to see a balanced coverage on this, because if you really want balance and really show the effects of abortion, you would show the inside of the mother's womb and what's inside, and they don't do that. They don't do that because it changes people's opinions. That's what it comes down to. You know, I know atheists who are pro-life because they consider themselves, if nothing, they consider themselves intellectually honest, and they would grudgingly admit and say, well, this is a human life, because you could see all of the body functions, you could see the hands, you could see unique fingerprints and eyes and a heart rate. And even an honest atheist would acknowledge that it's a human life, and they grudgingly are pro-life. And I think we talk a lot about the religious aspect. Religious aspect is, for me, the central part of it, but it's even more than that. To me, it's the act of the scientific evidence. The science is so much on the side of pro-life that even people who don't believe in God would acknowledge that it's a life. I have Pastor Donald Jordan on the show today. He is with Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church in Chico, and I don't know if you could talk a little bit about that as well. I know we always focus on the Christian part of it, but just the raw facts of what's inside the mother's womb. Even if you don't believe in God, honest people would acknowledge this is a lie.
In my sermon last Sunday, which was Life Sunday and representing Lutherans for Life, and I do want to say, as a Lutheran, it's not just the Roman Catholics and Eastern Orthodox that are pro-life. We are very much involved in this. And in my sermon, I talked about trusting but verifying, which is an old political phrase, of course, how we can trust God, but we need to verify that God really is kindly disposed towards us in Christ by his work on the cross and redemption and salvation. I also did allude to life, that we can trust that that's a human life in there, but as you said, when you see a picture, when you see the ultrasound, when you hear the heartbeat, it's very clear that's a human life. That's not just a mass of tissue.
And we're not going to see that when they do stories on Roe v. Wade tonight on the news. You will not see that.
They're not going to also do the grieving grandparents who would have had a grandchild.
Or the women who 20 years later regret their decision.
Absolutely.
They won't do those stories.
As a pastor, I've had to deal with this, and it is heart-wrenching. It is awful. They have to confess that they murdered their child. That's what it is. It is a sin against the fifth commandment. So it is an awful thing to have to deal with. People come to the Christian church. They come to us who are pro-life, and sometimes they're reluctant because they know we're going to say, no, keep the life. But the beautiful thing about this, and I would be very remiss if I did not mention the gospel of forgiveness, the blood of Christ that cleanses us from all sin, and to apply that to women who've had an abortion or family who's experienced this, for a grieving grandparent, potential grandparent, as it were, and so on. And so we have to go to this from a law gospel perspective to say, you know, it is wrong. And by the way, I think we need to instill that in our children as soon as they're born, that respect for life, so that if a girl becomes pregnant, an unwed mother, has a crisis pregnancy, and by the way, it takes two to tango, so the boys, the young men are involved in this too, that if this happens, we know what we would do as Christians. We're not going to take the life. We're going to help you. We're going to support you. And I'm thankful for local groups like the Women's Resource Clinic and other referral agencies that are very helpful to me as a pastor when we encounter this.
And no, the initial response to somebody who is unwed, and I understand it, would be, this is a real burden to my life, and trying to realize it's not a burden but a blessing, and turn that burden into a blessing, and I think that's what they tried to do. Go ahead.
Well, the other thing I was going to mention, Jerry, too, is this thing of shame. You've mentioned this a lot recently with certain things that as our morals slide and so on, too. I'm wondering if one part of this might be a positive as far as shame goes, as far as being unwed, bearing children and so on. In the, quote, old days, you kind of went away and you didn't want to show that. Well, I'm wondering now if that same kind of thought might be causing the women to bear their children because they don't have as much shame. See, I'm unwed, I'm just going to have this child out of wedlock. And that might be one factor. I haven't researched that, but in the back of my mind, I think about that. That because there's not so much shame anymore in living together, being out of wedlock, bearing children, so on, that I'll just go ahead and have the baby and it's no big thing. So that could be some aspect of it as well. But I think the ultrasound is a huge thing. Absolutely.
You know, one of the reasons I know that the pro-choice groups are on the run and feel like that the tide is turning in favor of pro-life is the pro-choice side doesn't talk about it as much. They don't want to be interviewed on the news. If you go and you contact Planned Parenthood and give me somebody to speak with about the issue, they don't want to talk about it. They don't feel good about it. I don't think they like what they do. I think where they know what they do is wrong. I really do.
Well,
and because they do, but whereas when you, if I'm ever looking for an interview to have somebody talk about the pro-life side, there's never a shortage for people who want to come out and say, yes, here's what I believe, here are the pictures, here's the evidence. I don't see that whenever I have to do a story on this issue. I don't see it on the other side.
But I also have to say, Jerry, there is a side of the church, and this is what really concerns me. Yeah, you might be able to get me or some other men who are willing to confess this, but I also see that reluctance in some aspects of the church and major mainline denominations.
Sure.
If you think about this, for the pastor to come out and say we're pro-life and take a stand on God's word because they're afraid of being labeled as being political or moralizing or anything like that.
Yeah.
So I think there's an aspect of the church that is very silent on this, too.
Well, there are also some aspects of the church, and we'll talk about this, that think that it's actually acceptable, that abortion is okay. And I believe maybe some of it involves the Lutheran Church, although not Missouri Synod. We might touch a little bit on that when we come back.
Spa Pierman Day Spa, the body and skin care specialist, offering facials, massage, body treatments, and so much more.
Lose unwanted inches by decreasing cellulite with a detoxifying body wrap.
Are you tired of razor burn from shaving?
Start your summer super smooth with waxing from Spa Pierman.
Call 894-4091 to get your body beach or poolside ready.
Call 894-4091.
Give the gift that keeps on giving with a duo massage or facial. 894-4091. Make an appointment today. Spa Pierman Day Spa, the body and skin care specialist.
I'm Kristen, the mobile pet groomer. My van is my office, so I don't have a real street address for deliveries, but I do have a mailbox with
Robert. I own the UPS store near Kristen. I sign for all her packages and send out a text or email when they arrive. Kristen loves being on her own.
But with Robert's help, I'm not alone.
To find a locally owned center near you, visit theupsstore.com. We love small businesses. We love logistics.
There are three convenient UPS store locations in Chico on Mangrove, Skyway, and East Avenue. Or you can get more information at theupsstore.com.
Happy New Year from Johnson's Shoes in the North Valley Plaza. Johnson's Comfort Shoes in the Chico Mall, and the Johnson family. We've been helping families with their footwear needs since 1914, and want to thank you for shopping with us. Our heart is to provide a quality product at a fair price with caring service. May the Lord direct your hearts into the love of Christ and bless you and your family with Himself this new year ahead.
Welcome to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon.
Ask yourself, what kind of example are you setting for others?
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
All right, we talk a lot about how society is coarsening, how it's worse, how our moral values are going down, and we accept everything with what's on TV and the things that are on the internet, and the whole world's going to hell in a handbasket. We've heard that so many times, and sometimes there seems justification of that, but sometimes it doesn't. I think it's important for people of faith to look at some of the positive things, and again, I'm going to reference the Gallup poll that came out. This was at the end of 2012. The question, Americans' views on the morality of abortion. Today is the 40th anniversary of Roe v. Wade. Regardless of whether or not you think it should be legal, please tell whether you personally believe that in general it is morally acceptable or morally wrong. Very simple question. Abortion, morally acceptable or morally wrong? In 2001, morally wrong, 45%. Morally acceptable, 42%. So you're thinking, okay, things are going to get worse because our society's going to hell in a handbasket. Well, 2012, 51% morally wrong, 38% morally acceptable. More people think that abortion is morally wrong now than they did 11 years ago. Pastor Donald Jordan is on the show today. He is with Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church. Encouraging statistic, I think, and certainly some of the other statistics that show that things have changed. And I think the church is doing things right in conjunction with science.
Well, the church has stepped out there into the forefront. It does concern me, as we were discussing before, that some segments of the church are not doing this, however. The Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, the largest Lutheran denomination, allows for abortion as what they call a tragic option. They will not, without equivocation, say it is a sin against God's word. And there are other denominations as well, and I state that not to throw rocks, but just simply to state true facts.
Mm-hmm. So throw some rocks. Which ones?
Well, we can throw some rocks out there at mainline denominations, some of the Anglicans, Presbyterians, Methodists, and so on, some others. Yeah, definitely. There are mainline denominations that have taken a very liberal stance on this and allow for it.
And many Catholics.
There's this inconsistency between many Roman Catholics who are politicians and leaders whose church, and on the basis of Scripture, say that abortion's wrong and yet want to allow for it.
John Kerry and Vice President Joe Biden,
absolutely. And we're going to the political realm there, which is fine to state that. But what concerns me more as a pastor is, what is the church doing about this? And even as a Missouri Synod Lutheran, how much are we working for this? We need to clearly articulate the law, but also to bring the gospel of healing and mercy to women who've experienced this, and also to come alongside of them and say, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. We're going to work with you. We're going to help you. We're going to show mercy to you, to help our littlest neighbor. And so it is very much a concern of the church, because our Lord Jesus Christ was conceived by the Holy Spirit in the womb of the Virgin Mary. Mm-hmm. And how you view that incarnation of Jesus Christ, which is extremely important. We've just come out of Christmas. Now we're in the Epiphany season. And it's all about Christ becoming flesh for us. And there God honored the womb and that life in the womb. So I think, Jerry, part of the story that's not told here is the work that Christians are doing on this. Yes, non-Christians are doing it too, and you can even make a natural law argument against abortion. You were alluding to that before. Mm-hmm. Even natural law might argue for that, instinct, conscience, and all of this too, mm-hmm. in addition to Scripture, science, and all. You put all of this together, and it's a very clear conception of life.
It's stunning to me, because I'm a news reporter, and there's this one area I probably would not, if I was asked to do a story on it, I could do an objective story on it, and I could give both sides, but to me, logic in my heart and my eyes, and you use all three, your brain, your eyes, and your heart, and you put all three of them together, I don't really see how any rational person, really at this point, could look at this and say, this is okay. It's just not... I mean, if you're given all of the information, I understand, and that's what's unfortunate. There are a lot of young girls who are not given all this information, and they don't know. They think that, this is just a spot in my body. I just have to just remove it. There's nothing. And in all fairness, there's a lot of young girls, even maybe older people, don't have any idea really what this is all about.
No, they have no clue. It's just an inconvenience, the one-night stand. I'm not married. I don't want another child. I've got six kids already, whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. And people really need to sit down and look at the facts, counsel with their pastor, go to the Women's Resource Clinic, and say, what is this, and how can we apply the mercy of Jesus Christ?
And those that have made the mistake, they need to. I think that the women need to know, and men too, who maybe have encouraged this for their girlfriends.
Yes, absolutely.
Have to understand that the church welcomes those people with open arms.
We confess our sins, and Jesus Christ forgives our sins, and we would welcome. I would love to baptize these babies. I would love to teach them. I would like to see them grow up, contribute to society, and so on. You think about it. During the course of this show, Jerry, 78 babies will be killed in America. 78 babies in the course of this half hour. Mm-hmm. Now, we talk about school shootings and other violence and so, which is absolutely horrendous and must be rebuked, of course. But who's speaking for the 78 little babies?
I think there's more people speaking for them now than there was a few years ago. That's the good news.
We need to keep up our work. We need to take the joy in this. Sometimes Christians are perceived as just being against things. Right. We're always negative. You're against this. You're against that. You know, there goes that pastor again from Redeemer, right? There goes Jerry again. See? And that's true. God is against it. That's the law. But we also apply the gospel of forgiveness, the mercy of Jesus, because if he came to a situation like this, it's very clear that Jesus would defend that unborn life in the womb.
By the way, Donald Jordan's is the pastor at Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church. We have about another minute left in the show. Service time is 10 o'clock, Sunday school at 9 o'clock. If you're interested in learning more about the ministry over at Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran, they're over on Hawthorne Avenue. Their office phone number is 342-6085. If you want to call up Pastor Jordan and agree with him or debate with him, I'm sure he'll be happy to take your call. 342-6085. Are you, a year from now, 10 years from now, or is the pro-life position going to be stronger, or will it have been eroded over the next 10 years? What's it going to look like?
We have no idea what the future looks like, Jerry. It's on a good path right now, but there's still a lot of work to be done. Mm-hmm. I leave that in the hands of God, who knows all things. And for us as Christians, just be faithful every day, one life at a time. Keep preaching, keep teaching, keep being merciful, and we'll see where this goes. Now, Christ did tell us before he comes, things are going to get worse. Mm-hmm. So if you look at Scripture, it's going to get worse. There's going to be a testing of the faith for Christians and so on. So I think we could continue in a bad direction in other areas as well. But
right.
Who really knows? We trust in God, and he takes care of all things.
I am encouraged, though. I will say this, Pastor Jordan. I believe that things are on a better situation for the pro life side. I have such great, as you said, such great admiration for these the folks who do the 40 Days for Life, who stand out in front and pray at these abortion clinics at Planned Parenthood. And just remember, you are not going to hear anyone from the pro-choice side feel real happy about the position they're in. They don't feel good about it. Yeah. All right,
Thank you, Pastor
Jordan, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
All right. So long, everybody.
Holbrook's Clearance Center, the North State's number one furniture liquidators.
Holbrook's Clearance Center sells national name brand furniture at 50 to 75% off retail.
Come in and see unbelievable pricing on dining sets, coffee and table sets, and complete bunk beds.
Holbrook's also carries dressers, recliners, futons, sofa, and sofa love seat combos.
Holbrook's has something comfortable for every room in your home, and we'll sell you the inventory right off the floor.
Holbrook's Clearance Center is everything for your home.
Open 7 days a week.
Attention, gun owners, marksmen, and hunters. The only name you need to remember is
Full Metal Jacket Gunsmithing.
You got that right. Full Metal Jacket Gunsmithing.
Specializing in gun sales, manufacturing, and repairs, our full-service, full-time shop provides quick service and quality work.
Where our goal is customer satisfaction, not our own. Give us a call at 413-9118.
413-9118. Or visit us on the web at floresguns.com.